Patreon Saturdays, and we got to get right into it today. We are talking with Kim about everything going on in RHONJ land. You know, then Kim talks about the past again. You guys loved last week where she had some stories. She has a Danielle Staub story, which is off the hook. Jars my memory of a Jennifer Aiden story back when I used to be friends with that girl. Oh my God. We talk about Ramona exiting Housewives. We talk about Lizzie Savetsky. Yes, we are dealing with Roni, Lizzie's reboot. She walked off. We talk about Salt Lake and Jen Shaw's breakdown in the streets. We talk about it all. Denise Richards just got shot at. Guys, we are covering like every franchise today. So here are some clips and then head on over to Patreon. Salt Lake, Beverly Hills, New Jersey, Roni, Kim and I are talking about it all. Happy Saturday and enjoy.
I think the craziest topics are Jersey. I think it's just keeping us moving along. And everyone I know is really excited for this season because you know what? There's two reasons, David, that I tell people to be excited about this season. It's been so fake for so long. This season's going to be real. And we're going to be behind the scenes knowing everything because I'm in cahoots with everyone getting all the scoop, okay? So I have a couple predictions. I have some behind the scenes talk.
Stop. Yep. Like
they were around for the cameras, And listen, they said, Melissa and Joe said, that it was if it wasn't for them filming with Joe Giudice with the girls, they wouldn't have been able to pay their bills. Could you believe saying that? First of all, they got paid too. The Gorgons, they get paid too. I mean, you got to be kidding me, acting like they sacrificed and filmed. I mean, this is their logic. This is just insanity for people to think this way. I mean, it's just crazy. I really just can't. The thing, I you know what? I don't want to bash them. I really don't. But if they're not the Bonnie and Clyde of 2022, I mean, the things that come out of their mouth without thinking, you know, you made money too. What do you think? What do you think they did it for free? And there was a big, you know, jar when you walked into the house and people put dollars in there. Stop it. Just stop it. Yes. This is war. This is war. And I totally called this. I told you a long time ago, David, because I know that back in the day when I was on the show and Teresa and I split as friends because Teresa, you know, went with them and she resented them for it. She resented them that she needed them to film because everyone turned against her on the show when she was in that green pageant dress. No one was talking to her. No one was filming with her. So she made a pact with them and she resented it then. And she had to suck it up all these years until Rilajas walked into the picture and on a knight in shining armor walked in and said, you don't need to kiss their ass anymore. And Teresa just went, bye-bye. Do you think anyone is going to be on their side against Teresa? No way, Jose. No way. No. Jackie's kind of on her way out. It's not that we're knocking Jackie. It's just that that's it. She had her day. It's over. Goodbye. Yeah, she had a nice run.
Did you see that?
So let's put that on pause for a minute and let me make my comment. So let's say she's telling the truth that they paid for the house. So does that give them the right to over mortgage it, not pay the mortgage and have the sheriff's department show up at their parents' door and tell them they have to leave? So like, it's all okay because we paid for it. Now we can embarrass them, put them out of their home because we paid for the house. Very shady shit. Very shady. And I'd love for everything to come out. I would love for it all to come out because either way, it's not very nice to do to your parents. It's not very nice, whether they paid for it, whether they didn't. But there's a lot more to this story. Where did, now the father had his own business. Okay. He was a shoemaker. He had a very, very good business and he was an upstanding guy. I'm sure he didn't spend all his money. They were very low key. Where did all his money go? So something's not right in this story. So we got to dig in. We got to dig in because once I think is worse. Now, let me go back to my day on the show. Okay. We cared about each other. like Jacqueline and I are still very dear friends. Okay. Dolores and I still speak all the time. As a matter of fact, I spoke with her yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I made her prediction. I said, I think she's going to get engaged in the next couple of weeks. That's my prediction, guys. It doesn't mean I know anything. There's no inside scoop, but I just have this gut feeling. And normally I'm right. Let's see. Let's hope.
What
for the
did
best
she say about that when you told her?
Well,
that.
I asked her, I said, you know, Dolores, I never put you on the spot and I don't repeat what you say, but do you really think Teresa is done with Melissa and Joe? She goes, we had each other's back. I would say to Teresa, if I do this or if you do that, and if they say that the producers say we should do things against each other, we won't. We'll figure out a way around it. You know, we cared about each other. And then it got really cutthroat, you know. And then what happened between Jacqueline and Teresa is this. So this way everybody knows. And this is not coming from Jacqueline's mouth. This is something that I know, okay? The producers went to Jacqueline. This is when, remember when all the papers were saying that Teresa is under fire, she's going to go to the jail. And yeah, I do too. I think Danielle's great TV. So let me give you a beat behind the scenes of Danielle and I were friends. I was not on the show yet. I had made friends with Danielle. The first season was filmed. And Danielle and I were friends. She woke, that's when her and Jacqueline, you know, she walked into my store. Then Jacqueline did, and I became friends with them. Did not know Teresa at the time. So Danielle starts hanging out with me. I was with Michael, you know, but I was always with my girlfriends and stuff, and he would take all my friends out. So it's my first, I had just opened Posh, and it's the first Posh Christmas party. So I invite all my top clients. So we're all talking about men, all right? And you know, how it is, how you get a man and how you keep a man. And because it's girl talk, it's all girls. And we were all going to go out after to this fabulous restaurant that, of course, Michael was picking up the check and we were going to be drinking. I had champagne for everyone. Okay. Here comes Danielle. Remember, it's a tiny little store. It's only 500 square feet. And she walks in and she goes, getting a man. Do you all want to know how to get a man? I'm not going to believe this. She lifts up her dress. She pulls down her stocking. Now we go to the restaurant. Of course, I'm paying the bill. It's my party. And the waitress comes out, or waiter, I forget, I think it's waitress. And she hands everyone their champagne glasses. I have Vive Clo coming out. And Danielle goes, take these glasses back. They're not frosted. They're not frosted. I'm like, Danielle, please don't talk to them like that. That's not very nice. Just say, can you please chill the glasses? Blah, blah. Like, I'm telling you, her head spun around like The Exorcist. And she's...
What context this was, but when I was friend with that, when I used to be friends with that, God, do you ever have a friend that you're just so embarrassed you were friends with them?
Yeah, who were you friends with?
That fucking Aiden, that girl Aiden.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Back when I was friends with her, I don't know the context of this, but she told me a story that her and Staub,
real big scoop for all of you.
Yeah. And Richie,
I love them, and I would love for them to come. She's really looking. She would like to. She was going to ask Richie, so I'm going to be all over Richie's ass. As a matter of fact,
be all over their ass, please.
I'm going to be all over their ass, and we'll do some videos and we'll do some fun stuff. Oh, by the way, Kathy Wakili did not move out of Franklin Lakes because of Melissa Gorga. That's absolutely ridiculous. Jacqueline is not a fan of Melissa and Joe Gorga. That's not why she came out. She came out because.
Moving, do you have anything else to say about Jersey? Because I want to talk about New York City for a minute.
Well, let's go to New York City. And then I'm going to give you my take on New York City with what happened with when they asked Siggy to do the show. And I said, this is not for you, Sig. It's
New
not
York
for you.
City
so,
or New Jersey?
No, Jersey. Because the producer said, no, we're going to make it a family show. I go, no, they're not. You're not going to be able to withstand this. You're not the type of person. And look what happened. She walked away from it. But go ahead. Let's talk about New York.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job. And I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes.
favorites?
My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 3-10 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. And talk about New York, we do. We talk about Lizzie walking away from the Roni reboot. Is this good or is this bad for the Roni reboot? We also talk about Ramona's statement that she's done with Housewives. Andy has now commented, Ramona's really done, right? Well, we break that all down. Then we talk about Salt Lake. Does anyone care? We talk about Jen Shah and her very public breakdown in the streets of Salt Lake. We talk about so much more. New York, Salt Lake, Beverly Hills. We talk about Denise getting shot at. Oh my God, this is a super-sized episode. So head on over to Patreon. We are breaking it all down. And yes, Kim's stories, Kim's Danielle Staub story is insane. Literally insane. Head on over to Patreon and enjoy.